KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Austin, Texas, we really like your South by Southwest Festival. Say hello to Seattle's new festival, Upstream. Now, we know that's a lofty goal to do Southwest in the Northwest, but Microsoft billionaire Paul Allen thinks big, and this is his way to bring together local technology and local music, lots of music, live shows at 27 different venues starting tomorrow. One of the people curating the music is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Marco Collins. Hi, Marco.
Thank you very much for having me.
Seattle's got a lot of music festivals, my friend. Paul Allen says he wants Upstream to help local musicians stay in Seattle. How's this festival going to help local musicians stay?
Well, what I think it does, there's a number of different aspects to this festival. You have the music portion that primarily supports just local bands. You know, I'd say there's maybe 10 that aren't local in 300 acts. And then there's the summit portion, which is all educational stuff. It's how to put out your own records, how to find a booking agent, how to survive as a songwriter and not go overboard, you know, in terms of, you know, a lot of people, when they dive into their music careers, it's hard to really reach a balance of your normal life and your creative life.
Well, wouldn't one piece of advice be get to a much cheaper place than Seattle, because today you can be anywhere and be a musician?
Yeah, I mean, but to a certain extent, we want to keep people here, Bill.
Yeah.
We don't want them to leave. And, you know, there's so many people I feel in this city that think they don't have to make it outside this bubble to be successful. As long as they make it to sell out the Showbox, then they succeed. And I think that there's a much bigger picture out there. And that's part of what this educational portion of the festival is. Just to let people know that there's an entire industry out there you might not be aware of.
Can you give me one tip on breaking out of the Seattle bubble as a musician?
Tour.
Uh-huh.
Go tour. Go see the
world.
But you got to
do it right.
Book your own tours. I mean, it's hard, man. You know, a good friend of mine, Deep Sea Diver, who are one of the headliners here, they tried to go DIY on this last tour, and they ended up playing some venues that weren't that great. And when they did play venues that were decent, they weren't paired with the right bands. So it's an art to really book the right tour and do it right. You find yourself playing with, like, you know, ICP, Insane Clown Posse type bands, you know, that just are not your audience. You know, or just insane metal stuff that, you know.
The Juggalos are never going to love you.
The Juggalos aren't going to like you.
Okay.
They certainly aren't.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good advice. We want you to stay, Seattle bands. So you're curating your own stage at the Upstream Festival, Marco. What are you most excited about for your stage?
Well, the headliner is the band that I'm most excited about because they weren't together. We got them back together for this show. The Long Winters, featuring John Roderick, mm-hmm. Sean Nelson. I know you've had Sean on your show.
And John Roderick,
yep.
Who ran for city council, by the way.
Right.
So we've had him on talking music and politics.
Yeah, that guy's a genius. You know, a lot of times they've stripped down this band. It's just been acoustic guitars. This is the full-on indie rock special.
Like, why is that so important to you that the Long Winters are back?
The Long Winters, to me, were one of those bands that never got their day in the sun, but wrote some of the most incredible independent rock songs out of this city. When you go back and listen to some of those songs, they should have been huge. And they were huge on a national level, but this city didn't really recognize them as big as they should have. And it was a band that I just was very excited about.
What's a song you're excited to hear the Long Winters play?
The Commander Thinks Aloud, to me, is... That song should be on every space movie. It should be the soundtrack to every space film. I feel we're being born. The Tropic of Capricorn is below. Yeah. 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 It was about the Columbia space shuttle exploding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a beautifully, it's one of those songs where the lyrics just, it's beautiful, but it's terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, there's childhood in there, or there's innocence. It's there's
just,
heart.
The song is just so emotive. You imagine some of the imagery that he's talking about, and it's about a terrifying explosion, but it's done so beautifully. I just think it's the best song he ever wrote.
You also asked a band named Versing to play your stage. I hadn't heard of them. What do you want Versing to play?
I went and saw a show. I try to get out and see shows with bands that I've never heard of. And I went and saw them play a little tiny show on Capitol Hill. And I walked in, and it's four kids with their hair in their eyes. I mean, these kids barely looked up. You know, they were just into their guitars and sound that was coming out of them. And it was a wall of sound that reminded me of Sonic Youth. It reminded me of even hints of My Bloody Valentine.
This song by Versing is called The Draw.
Just a younger generation, and these kids are like 22, 23 years old, but they're borrowing sort of from this 90s sound, this a different generation, and I don't know, it speaks to me because a lot of those bands I loved. They don't look up. It's just all about the sound coming out of those amps.
22-year-olds were shoegazing?
Yeah.
Is that brilliant. The people hate the word shoegazing like they hate the word grunge? You
no,
didn't
not
say
at
shoegazing.
All. Shoegazing is cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Grunge is the bad word. It's a G word.
Okay.
No, shoegazing is still a good thing.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for the guitar wash.
Yeah. This is them, man.
That. Upstream Music Festival, it's coming. It's music, it's also education, as we said. People like Marco Collins know stuff. What's one of your panels?
Well, I'm doing a panel twice on Friday. Mike McCready from Pearl Jam and Ron Jones, this amazing classical composer that just moved up here. Mm-hmm. He did all the Family Guy stuff. He did Star Trek, The Next Generation. His composing is just impeccable, and he opened up a beautiful studio up north. So the topic of the panel is how to survive as a creative force and not overdo it, not kill yourself. Like, what's the healthy balance between the two? And there's a number of different panels that you can be a part of. It all happens in WAMU Theater.
Marco Collins, now with Upstream Music Fest, local DJ, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. Great to see you again.
Good to see you as well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Marco also told us about another band at Upstream he's excited about, the local hip-hop artist Sam LaChow with singer Ariana DeBoo.
But really, I try to be good, I try to be on my stuff.
You try.
I try to love you.
You don't try hard enough, I guess.
Listen to me, I'm a mystery. Open my hand. Wrong hand.
Wrong woman.
Wrong man.
Can't always be there for you, baby.
The Upstream Festival starts tomorrow, goes till Saturday in Pioneer Square. We are tweeting out a link with more information. Join us at KUOW.